So, Secretary Cohen, it's only March, but there's been a lot of groundbreakings this year, from the projects in Middletown to the bridge that's being built in Prime Hook. And these projects have been demanded by local residents for a while, some for decades. So what's making this string of projects possible now?
We were very successful in 2015 in passing a revenue package for the Transportation Trust Fund, which added another $390 million to our capital transportation program. We were also successful in seeing the passage of the FAST Act, which is Fixing America's Surface Transportation Act at the federal level, which is the first time in 10 years we've actually had kind of consistent federal funding, and that added another $75 million to our capital transportation program on the federal level for the next 5 years. So we're really in a good spot with our revenues for the fund. So all of these projects that have been backlogged over the last several years, and like you said, even over a decade, are now moving forward.
And talk to me about why these projects were backlogged. What are generally the barriers to getting funding for them?
Well, two things. One is the uncertainty at the federal level. We were on, a double-digit extension of the existing Surface Transportation Act. It's really kind of hard to do a multi-year project when you're not sure that the federal funding for the projects are going to be there. Most of our projects are 80% federally funded and 20% state funded. And then also the lack of dollars and revenues on the state side into our transportation trust fund. So we were extremely lucky last year. It was between June and December of 2015 was a really, really exceptional time and historic time for DLDOT and our funding stream. So very, very lucky and very, very fortunate that we can now start doing all these groundbreakings and moving the projects forward.
Right. And speaking long term, there's also been more people in Delaware than there's ever been, more population growth, more tourists coming down to the beaches. I wonder how you're working to anticipate the higher volume of traffic that's to come.
Well, we're doing a couple of things. We really want to focus on safety. We're going to be doing a ribbon cutting on some pedestrian improvements next month that we've done down in the Rehoboth area from Five Points all the way down to Rehoboth. Again, safety being our number one concern. But we've also been pretty successful in talking to Sussex County Council about our Transportation Improvement District concept, which will allow for basically transportation infrastructure being in place before development arrives. So I think, down in Sussex County specifically, I think we got the cart in front of the horse with development. So we're kind of trying to make up for lost time down there. But we're looking, if we put these transportation improvement districts in place, we'll be able to move fairly quickly and have the developers pay their fair share and have, more importantly, the citizens down there know what's coming and where it's coming.
Right. And since you mentioned safety just now, a national report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association said recently that Delaware ranks third for pedestrian fatalities. So I'm wondering, how is your agency approaching that issue?
You also probably know that the governor put out an executive order that reinstituted the Pedestrian Council. We are working with that council. Some great ideas have already come out. We're working with the Hawk pedestrian light, which we've already put in place down in Sussex County. But we have a long ways to go and a lot more that we could do to focus on pedestrians and actually really focusing on multimodal. Making sure that as we add these bike trails and these pedestrian trails on major roadways that, we're being safe and that, means taking another look at how we roll those out. But again, with this pedestrian council, we're really focusing on how we can do that and how we can do a better job of that. And it's got to be a multi-prong approach. There's got to be enforcement. There's got to be education and actually what we call an as-built environment. Ensuring that as we build these projects that we ensure that the pedestrian piece is as safe as possible.
And at your swearing-in ceremony, which was just a little over a year ago, you talked about making innovation a strong focus in your administration at DLDOT. So can you talk about what you meant by that and how you've been able to promote a sense of innovation the last year?
Sure, absolutely. I'm glad that you brought that up. Some of the things that you're going to be seeing soon is we're actually going to be doing next month our groundbreaking on the Divergent Diamond Interchange on Route 72 and Route 1. Now, this is the first time we've done an intersection like this in Delaware. It's an innovative intersection method that actually allows us to do the improvement in a quarter of the amount of time and a quarter amount of cost. So that's something that we're pretty proud of. You may also have known recently, actually before Thanksgiving, we completed the auxiliary turn lane between Route 40 and 273 on Route 1. to alleviate some of that. And what that was is we created some hard shoulder running on that auxiliary turn lane. Basically, we just beefed up the shoulder to add another lane. So these are the type of innovations that, you know, we're putting into practice every day.